on hold?
Well, they called, but they didn't even, it didn't ring long. God, Jesus,
I'm blowing me up. I love that stupid Peyton Woods.
Oh, my God. Almost like I'm going to get fired up. Announcement coming. Basilio got a leak, so they're going to announce it Monday.
Can't do that.
What makes Thermacare different? Two words.
Basketball Tools! I got a basketball tools! Got a basketball tools, oh baby! Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball.
And I always be dribbling. I always be dribbling, man.
I took that basketball with me everywhere I went.
Everywhere I went, brother.
That basketball.
It was like a basketball to me. Yeah, I've been there before. I agree. I need help, ladies and gentlemen.
I need someone to stand beside me.
At the free throw line of life.
I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life.
I've been there before.
Someone I can pass to.
I feel like I'm called for moving screens every day. How can you be mad at that basketball team? How can you possibly be mad at that basketball team? That guy is a hell of a coach. Wow. So many little things happen in that game. I mean, we're just not good enough, but... And we had a couple flurries, like Hatfield was saying and Bino was saying earlier today. You had to avoid. But there's so much appreciation from me to them, from me to Josh Richardson tonight, from me to those kids. Just the hustle and the effort and the want to on that floor tonight. I mean, they literally had a couple shots to get that thing to three. They had a chance of 3.5 minutes left. They had that thing teetering on the edge like last night's game was. They really did. Tennessee right now falls to 500 on the year. And now the question becomes... At 16-16, do they want to do anything else? Let's bring the great Keith Hatfield in here now. This might be our final Smart Way, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, Tennessee basketball overtime. I want to thank my friends at Smart Way, online at gosmartway.net, located 8416 Kingston Pike, and a location coming near you across the state. Check the state. Hookshot with his eyebrows. And also my friends at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. DaltonHydraulic.com. Our number is 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. As we are now on live. And we would love to hear from you today. Keith Hatfield, good evening, brother. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, Tony. How are you?
Keith, you're a basketball junkie. How proud are you of that team? They got everything out of their roster this year. Everything.
I can't imagine how anyone would think otherwise. There are a couple of games in there. And you can quibble about South Carolina at home or Vanderbilt at home maybe or Mississippi State at home, but... I mean, that's offset by, that team has no business winning any games on the road, really.
Mm-mm.
They win four league games on the road, or five, whatever. I think it was five, actually. So, there's nothing you can complain about that. And they come out against, I obviously think Arkansas is better than most people do, but
mm-hmm.
That's a Sweet 16 team.
Mm-hmm. No question.
And you come out and they're playing exceptionally well and you're down 13-0
mm-hmm.
before you can work up a sweat, I'm a bit surprised they didn't get beat by 25.
Totally agree. That was one of those nights where it easily could have been 30-point loss.
I mean, you're down 20 at halftime. You're down 20 at halftime.
At halftime. And you cut it to four. You cut it to four. You get back in it. Keith, so close. If they could have just gotten a couple of more bounces there. I'm not going to quibble, but Derek Reese, God bless him, he has no business shooting threes in that sequence there when you're trying to come back.
No. And
kid tries to do way too much.
Right. Well, the two sequences that really kill you are, I'm pretty sure I got the score right in the first one. It's 61-51. They're pressing, and Josh just slaloms through them and pitches it to Tariq Owens, who has tried to dunk every other ball he's touched near the rim this year, and for some reason tries to lay it up and misses it.
Yep.
And then we dip it up twice and miss it. And then I think it's 67-59 when Josh rims out a three, and then we rebound it two or three times and miss at the rim. And Hubs misses one completely wide open at the rim on that off the rebound. Well, this isn't a great offensive team, so missing shots is going to happen for them. But the effort can't be questioned. If John Calipari can get his team playing that hard in the NCAA tournament, they might as well not play it.
Friend of mine told me about Donnie Tindall, point blank. The guy F's with the game. He takes what you want to do, and he F's with the game. That's exactly what Tindall did tonight in that game. They took Arkansas tonight, Keith, and had them on the ropes, just like they had Vandy on the ropes last night. Now, they weren't able to finish it because they don't have the quote-unquote, they just don't have enough to beat a team like that two out of three on the year. They just don't have enough to beat a team like that 2 out of 3 on the year. But, Keith, at the end of the day, did you sit on that?
I did. I thought it was a chair.
No, you did not. Oh, my gosh. These people are retarded. Oh, boy. This guy just broke a piece of my furniture. Oh, boy. The clone. The clone's in here, Hatfield. You know that little thing that sits in the middle of the island on the side you sit in the Raymere studio? Clone just sat on it like a chair. That piece of antique furniture. How do you think that went?
I'm going to assume by your reaction, not well.
It's in three pieces.
Well, it was in three pieces to start with. They were just connected.
Clone, have a seat in your chair. I'll get that tomorrow. We're on live radio, Clone. I need you to get in here and do some Jimmy Himes for me. Make me feel better. We'll glow it back. We'll do something. Truthfully, that was my mom's table. My late mom had been with me for 21 years. How does that make you feel, Clone? Talk to me. I'm in the business of making people feel less guilty, Keith, for what they do. Clone, that was one of my mom's antique tables. Your thoughts on that?
Tony, man, I'm sorry, man. I feel like just...
sound like you are doing mean, Mark.
I feel like hurling violently down here on Cunningham Drive. Sorry, brother.
He sounds really tore up over it, doesn't he, Hatfield?
Yeah, I can tell.
I thought you needed a laugh.
Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Clony, you were in here watching this game with your listening audience. Your thoughts on what we saw?
Well, they dug a hole that they couldn't get out of, but they were right back in it. And like you said, man, they just how many just soft shots at the rim did we leave? I mean,
like Hatfield said, Tariq Owens misses an absolute layup, just a layup. Keith, you call me crazy. Punter took a step in the last couple of games. He's gonna be a real nice player here. You guys can laugh at me. Tariq Owens is gonna be a really nice player here. You guys go ahead and laugh. He's got ball skills.
Yeah, he gets to a lot of balls.
Real soft hands. He can get off the floor. He'll be a shot blocker at this level. He's not a big man. I think he could play four for you, Keith. I mean, kind of a roving four. He's going to get shoved around if they try to play him at five, though, Keith.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, and I don't think he's got a frame that's going to allow him to put a lot of weight on it.
No, but he reminds me of some of those pogo stick athletic guys that VCU has, that Alabama used to have. I mean, he can work in that system. There's a place for him somewhere in Tindall's system.
Right, and Tennessee doesn't play your traditional go out, you guard a guy, you guard another guy defense. So he's not just going to be down in the post trying to wrestle with the Carl Anthony Townses of the world. So he's got that going for it.
I'm so disappointed in the fact that we had that crummy start and just didn't give ourselves a chance. Why can't we get through? I mean, why can't our fan base have anything?
Well, no, in all honesty, Arkansas had a lot to do with the way that game started. I mean, they came out and they immediately knew the advantage they had, and they pressed it. And the thing is, as soon as we got it down to four or six, what was the first thing they did coming out of that TV timeout? They threw the ball to Bobby Portis.
Yep.
Which is what Vanderbilt didn't do last night.
Yep.
They decided to continue to throw the ball around the perimeter instead of trying to get it to Damian Jones.
Jimmy Rimes, you're making your smart way. Dalton Behring and Hydraulics Tennessee basketball overtime debut tonight. Jimmy Rimes, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, I thought it was a hectic pace. I thought Tennessee held in there considering the pressure. I thought they, you know, like body shots. Mm-hmm. To a heavyweight fighter. I thought they, Arkansas kept throwing punches, but I thought we had a shot. We had a shot. I just thought that Reese, if he just, and the one thing I will, if I've got one problem with Donnie's allowing him to shoot early in the clock, and they didn't even set the ball
up.
What
is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Let's go back here. Mike Weird, you wrote a column today challenging the team.
Glad to be here.
You wrote a column commenting on how this team had to believe. Mike, they didn't look like they had that belief tonight.
Early on, I would agree with that. Yes, I wrote the column. I had some Eggs Benedict there at the beautiful Embassy Suites in Cool Springs. I tweeted that, by the way. I'm trying to be like Wes Rucker tweet, just meaningless shit. So, I will say, I thought they were able to flip the switch. And if anybody is doubting, including Deerstone, that this guy's not a hell of a coach, they're mistaken.
865-200-5402 if you want to get in. We're going to take a brief timeout. Actually, we don't do that on the smart way. Dalton Behring and
Full Bank.
Do what, Brian?
Full Bank.
Keith, are you going to let him imitate? Keith, are you going to let him bust on your Friday partner like that?
Hey, Hartman can take care of himself.
Hatfield. Are you going to let him bust on your boy like that? Now tell the truth.
Hey, Brian Hartman's a big boy. He can take care of himself. I think anybody who heard the debate at the end of hour one of the show today knows Hartman can hold his own. If Hartman's got a problem, he'll call in and tell Cloney what the score is.
That's right. I don't mess two things. I don't mess with inclement weather and the mafia.
Back to the phones we go. Tonight's a night of celebration. That's why the clone's in here.
Break it down.
Tonight's a night of celebration.
Was I out of line real quick, though, with the Huey Lewis, the request?
No.
If this is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I got F-bombed by a couple people.
I don't want to see Donnie Tindall go.
I don't either.
To our phones we go. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome. Smartway, Dalton Behring, and Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello.
Oh, good Lord, you've got that clown clone still in there, Tony.
You got it.
I'll tell you what, buddy, I've got the same kind of feeling I had. You can go all the way back to when I realized that I'd watched Bernard King lace it up for the last time for UT. And who else? Dyron Nix. Allen Houston, Chris Lofton, Juwan Smith. There's just certain guys that play that you know as soon as you see their last game and wearing the orange uniform that it's just kind of sad seeing Josh lace it up for the last time tonight.
That that fifth foul he got tonight,
that was a joke.
Was so emblematic of our season because it was so close. It was so close to being, so close to being. You know, we were so close tonight to being in that game.
I honestly thought the one that was worse than that was number four. Beard had his, you know, was basically trying to shank him, and Josh, you know, he did extend his arm. I mean, I understand, you know, once you extend the arm, they're going to call it, but I just hated to see him go out like that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I was really proud of our guys, the way they came back. I'm going to tell you something. This punter is going to be a really nice player. Philly, what do you think?
I agree with Colin Robbie. I mean, I said that down there over a few drinks down there, and the scenery down there was nice at Twin Peaks. But I was saying this. I told Hatfield. Hatfield, while I got you here, I was wondering if you, but after his call, if you could throw some recruiting stuff out there. I mean,
hey, by the way, Brad Bitt says Hartman. He's amazed you made it into the studio tonight with the rain in the air.
Who said that?
The Brad Bitt. Said that he's amazed Brian Hartman made it in the studio. Brian, what do you got to say to that?
I don't have to answer these people. I am not for inclement weather. And ask Kicker Hill over there, a.k.a. Sinclair Way, I don't mess with ice.
Robbie, anything else for us tonight on our celebratory edition of your Smart Way Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics Tennessee Basketball Overtime?
No, just, man, what a blast it was watching these guys this year.
It really was.
Just a lot of fun, and hopefully Donnie's going to survive this, and hopefully we'll get to see Josh playing in the NBA next year.
Thank you, brother.
See you, bud.
We're going to put our Donnie Tindall box set together at some point.
Think about this, Tony.
Yes.
And since, let's say 1983, which was the real end of, since the 82-83 season, which was pretty much the end of DeVoe's really good run at the start of his career here,
mm-hmm.
We've put together a bunch of 500-esque seasons. I mean, there have been a few really, really good seasons and a couple, mm-hmm. three really, really awful seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But we've played a whole hell of a lot of, a little bit one way or the other, of 500 basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I want someone to name me a single one of those seasons that was remotely as much fun as this one.
Keith, is it that we're doing this program? Is that why it's so much fun, or was it that team? I can't figure out which.
Well, it's the team. Hey, we went to the NCAA tournament last year, and went to the Sweet 16. And for the majority of the year, the show was damn miserable. So
I didn't know you felt that way. No, I agree with you. It was like pulling teeth. I remember nights where a couple times people just called in, and we were on 99.7 here in town then. Which is an urban station, and the brothers and sisters calling in and just blasting Konzo Martin. I mean, remember some of those nights, Keith, where people just called in and took him apart?
Well, I think my favorite night was the night the lady called in and said that Jarnell Stokes was a pretty boy and she wanted a ball player. It was probably my favorite of those evenings. That was fun. I thought that was the highlight of the year. But talking about Kevin Punter, that goes back to something. Tony, you know me. I'm a huge fan. Recruit urban kids. Recruit kids.
Totally
recruit
right.
City kids.
Totally
get your
right.
Hand, you, if you want, if your mantra is going to be toughness, you better have a roster of your 13 scholarship guys. You better at least 7 or 8 of them better be city kids.
Back to our phones we go. 865-200-5402. All lines currently jammed, as they will stay throughout tonight on your Smart Way Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
Full bank.
Keith Hatfield is with me tonight, who you hear on Fridays on the app at TonyBasilio.com. You also read his work at TonyBasilio.com. My name is Tony Basilio. I'm with you from 11 to 1 every day right here Eastern Time. You can catch my show and then catch it on demand on our app, and I hope that you've downloaded that either for Android or iPhone. Brad Bain, who's across from me, is the clone.
Well, I am.
and he's got a ton of people in his cachet, including Doc, who flat out got hostile with Donnie Tindall today. Doc, why were you referring to Donnie Tindall today? You wouldn't call him a good coach, I hear, on your show.
Well, wait a minute. All right. I basically said, show me one play he's drawn up or any sort of X's and O's. That's all I keep hearing. I think Konzo was a much better just in-game manager, if you will, than Donnie Tindall.
That's no different. If you really think that, you're as idiotic as I think your morning show is. And I think your show is idiotic.
Ratings. Doc, we've got lots of people. Daryl.
Doc.
Who's a better caller on your program than Daryl?
Doc, no offense.
Hey, Doc. I only got you back, Doc. And go Vols. And then I got Josh from Clinton. Go Vols.
Let's go back to our...
Doc, are we talking about chiropractors now?
Let's go back to our phones, and let's get our next call in. A Hatfield, a great number from the oft-imitated, never-duplicated Brian Hartman. Tennessee and Michigan went from the Sweet 16 last year to 16-16 this year. Great number.
And fantastic coaching jobs on both ends.
And by the way, speaking of fantastic coaching jobs... How about my LSU Fighting Tigers today?
He's the worst coach in the history of Southeastern Conference.
You've been saying it since he got hired, and I seen the light, as a great Dusty Springfield once said.
He's the worst I've ever seen. He's worse. I no longer the estates, I assume, because I'm going to assume they're both dead, of Lee Hunt and Ed Murphy no longer have to worry about me making fun of them on the air. Wade Houston gets a break now. Darren Horn, El DeBarge, all those guys.
Back to our front.
Hands down the worst coach in the history of the conference.
Before we get our next call in here on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, this show is all about your calls. John Adams, what did you think today, brother?
I'm sorry. I mean, I just thought that, first of all, I think LSU, they just absolutely sucked. And, John Adams, Knoxville News Sentinel. I just think Tennessee, I mean, they dug a hole and they just couldn't pull themselves out. I mean, I just hate seeing Josh lose the end of his career, collegiate career, this way.
Back to our phones we go. 8652.
Full bank.
Do what, Brian?
Full bank.
Back to, I've got a request here from Matt Nelson up the street. Here, what'd you call this hill we live on?
It's like Broken Skull Challenge. I will not mess with it. I am not going up steep Stone Cold Austin's hill. It with ice, that's a no-brainer. And Sinclair tried to tackle it.
Matt Nelson wants you to do Konzo. By the way, the Baseball Vols had a no-hitter gone to the bottom of the ninth. The game ends with the tying run at the plate, and they win 6-3 down in Florida. I would like a little Konzo Martin, if you can. Konzo, would you relish the opportunity to play Tennessee in a rematch? Or not a rematch, but Tennessee at your building.
Well, it wouldn't be about a rematch or anything like that. We've got our basketball program at a much higher level. Certainly I left Tennessee at a top-notch program. You know, Bill Walton's got my back. You know, we had a conversation. I think the LSD's obviously taking a toll on him, but... I do think he knows that we've got big things going on here. We had a kid in from Chicago the other day, a top five player. We're going to really build this thing here in Berkeley.
Your thoughts on the Clones' appearance so far? Let's go to the phones. Hello and welcome.
What on, gentlemen? It's MP.
Hey, MP, welcome.
What? I just turned off the Bluetooth for you, Tony.
Hey, you're a good man, because I can't hear you on the Bluetooth on this stuff.
Well, it's the number one process. It's a process, as Lyle would say. I'd like to. He brought that up, and we had cut it to four, and I tweeted out I really didn't want to see Cheat, Sharp, and Lyle right there. I'd like to give Hatfield a little credit. He does a really good deer stone. So I think he almost rivals the clone with deer stone. According to my sources, Peter Polk had a pretty good day gambling the other day. I'll say this. Somebody had told you that Kendall, like, messes with the game really good. And I think that is spot on. We've got to do whatever we can do to keep this guy. There's no way in the world that I don't even think, you know, Pearl keeps that game close, because Arkansas was hitting on all cylinders. You know that Anderson told them, you got to come out, you got to make a statement. We've lost, you know, six straight years in a row in this tournament. We've got to come out hot. And they were phenomenal early on. And that's a team that on paper, I think, go real deep in the NCAA tournament. But I think it's, his coaching is such a liability. I think maybe they make the 32.
You know what I want to say? Is this guy getting...
I don't know how much of a liability he is. The guy's been in an Elite Eight.
I want to see this guy get through... get through this thing. Let's get through... You know how good this coach can be if we get this guy through this thing? If our administration will stand behind him?
Well, I mean, and you were saying earlier, I mean, you look back and every year it's a different turmoil. And when you look at the Board of Trustees and the president, I've said this 100 times, and you know, there's no doubt that's why Tennessee continues to be in this sort of just can't pull itself out. I mean, what are they doing over there? I don't think anyone knows, but I think Kendall, the way he messed with that game tonight, I mean, that, you know, I wrote it off with the 18-3 run. I mean, this team should not have even been in the game. And for them to come out and make a game out of the second half is a good testament to him. Josh didn't play his best. There's no doubt about that. He did not play his best. And Hubs didn't play his best. And who did? You know, maybe Kevin Punter. It would be scary to think what this guy could do if he had a couple post players. And I just, you know, Jabari McGee this year, that would have been so different. So different. What do you think, Cloney?
Cloney's down here trying to pick up this table that he broke, MP, in my thing. He snapped this thing in about 7 pieces.
I think we can get it.
You can take it with you. It's like Jeff Spicoli that night. He broke that guy's car. What, does your dad have a good set of tools? NASCAR
table. Wait a minute, Mr. Hine. If this is our time.
Does he?
Yuck.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. If Jabari McGee plays this year, MP, we're a couple games better.
And I'll say this. I thought Bobby Portis was a little bit of smoke and mirrors. That guy, I think, is so deserving of player of the year. I mean, he is a complete player. And without him, I think Tennessee wins the game. And I think with him, they have a chance to go, you know, the way he's playing right now. I disagree with Hatfield. I think Anderson's awful, but, you know. I think the coaching in the league is so bad across the board. I mean, you got bench press Buzz and you got Pearl in the, you know, quarterfinals.
Who's bench press Buzz?
Frank Martin. He beat domestic violence Buzz last night on some. Both teams were awful.
I don't think 9/11 fueled drunken beating as a domestic violence. I would call him counterterrorism Buzz.
That's not bad. That could work.
You guys are really something. You guys are speaking like over my head right now.
You don't remember when Andy got drunk up in Cincinnati and jumped the Arab cab driver?
Yes! Yes! I do now remember that.
He could be Frank Underwood's chief of staff on House of Cards the way he went.
MP, thank you.
Cloney.
MP, by the way, what's a good night? Hang on one sec, MP, before you get to Cloney.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. What's a good night for Peter Poker gambling? You said he had a good night. Is that like if he comes out $10 ahead? Or what's a good night for Peter Poker?
Petey went to Cherokee a couple days ago with the Cobra.
Right.
And he had a 26-hour gambling session that included 2 hours of sleep. and he ran $560 in the 620. And anytime that clown can come out ahead, it's monumental.
22 hours later, he was $120 ahead, and you're calling it a success?
No, he was $60 ahead.
$3 an hour. Come on, man. That's almost $3 an hour.
I love this place when, you know, there's people like Petey in there, but I don't know. I just think that the, what about LSU and A&M and Ole Miss? Who's getting in? Who's not, Hatfield? And then I got a question for Clone.
Well, they keep acting as if LSU and Ole Miss will both get in, but if I was on the committee, they'd be getting a nay on all three of them from me.
So the three bid league.
It would be a three. The SEC would be a three bid league if I were the one making the decision.
And what really sucks though is most of those teams would be better next year. I think that's one thing that could work against us.
Well, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head other than maybe Kentucky.
Mississippi State, maybe in Kentucky. Yeah.
Well, I mean Mississippi State, they're fairly young. I mean they're nothing great, but I don't. They won't be any worse. I don't think.
Are they keeping Rick Ray?
Nah, he'll still be there.
Yeah,
they showed enough
a terrible job.
Progress, they'll keep him.
Clone, according to my sources, Clone JC kind of likes the JC had a picture made with Holly.
865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. Let's go back to our busy phones today. And by the way, tonight, Tennessee, a loser to Arkansas. Keith, is this the end of the run, or do they, because of the way they played, maybe the chance to get them out there to Cal with Konzo Martin and draw some fans, would they do that for TV purposes?
I don't think so, because you're going to have, I mean, you've had several teams. I mean, it happened to NC North Carolina Central. Today when I had Andy Toole on the show, you see exactly what he was talking about. And NC Central had won 35 consecutive league games. They lose tonight, so they're going to the NIT.
What about Michael White overplaying his hand last year?
They're going to the NIT.
He did not. He's not getting in, is he?
No. If they get in, it'll be UAB got in. I guess it was the year that VCU went to the Final Four because they had played in Dayton the night before USC and VCU played up there. And UAB had no business getting in. So maybe CUSA has some sort of sway with the committee.
Or his father. Maybe his father to do him a solid, right?
If they get in, they have no business getting in. I mean, they played a decent non-conference schedule. But the thing is, it's one thing to play those games as a mid-major.
Yeah.
You got to win some of them. They win any of them.
Doc Brutter, you got anything for us, Doc Brutter?
Yeah, what's going on, baby? I want to just shout out to Veronica, baby. We're just all about teeth making in here, baby. It's all about memories out there. Maddie and boy Nelson, what's shaking tonight, baby? God, I need some more gas.
I'm about to produce some, so... Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. Tennessee basketball makes me gassy. Let's get our next call in here. Hello and welcome, Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Tennessee basketball overtime, hello.
What do you say, Tony?
Hey, Philly.
What do you say, Keith?
How you doing, Phil?
What do you say, Clone again? I'm double dipping tonight, buddy.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's all right. Good to hear from you. Hey. Where do you think the Lady Vols are going to get a? Where do you think they're going to get? Do you think they'll be the number two with Gino?
Yeah, I hope they play Janine Aremia. You know what I mean? That's what real basketball is all about. You know what I mean? Guys, tell you what, they tried. If we had the shooters tonight, we would have won that game.
So
we had all kinds of wide open 3-point looks. I mean,
how good is this guy, Phil? This
he's
coach.
A great coach, but Tony, I mean, can we keep him? I mean. What are we going to do? I mean.
Patrick Brown said, I've seen some pretty dejected locker rooms in my days after losses, but in Tennessee's locker room tonight, there was a sense of pride in that locker room tonight that he said you just don't see.
Well,
those guys played with a lot A lot of passion. A lot of passion, Phil.
They could have quit and didn't.
Could have quit.
Well, Tony, when you lay it all out there, there's nothing to regret or anything. So, hey, I like to say, there's a difference between losing and getting beat. They got beat tonight. Arkansas is better than they are. Losing is when you half-ass it and get beat and you throw the ball all over the place and you're disorganized. They got beat tonight. I can live with getting beat.
Donnie Tindall said something tonight, Philly, I think bears repeating. He said, I don't know if he wants to, but I believe Josh Richardson could definitely go into coaching if he wants to. Wow. You don't hear coaches say that as many guys.
Well, he's definitely a born leader. You can see that. I mean,
I don't think he'll be saying that about about Balkman or Derek Reese.
All I'll say, though, I hope I can get somebody in there replace Josh, because if we don't have somebody that can score 20 points a game in there next year, it's gonna be pretty brutal. I mean, outside of Hubs and Tariq Owens, if he can get on some kind of weight gain plan, I mean, who's going to score next year?
Yeah, I mean, wait a minute. I mean, if Konzo's still here, don't you see Tariq Owens being a more dominant player? I mean, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, Doc.
Donnie Tindall tonight confirmed what we've been hearing, Philly. The Vols will not participate in any tournament that's not the NIT. Well, so if they don't get the NIT, they're not good. They're not going in to do anything.
We'll go out and recruit. But one thing that scared me tonight was seeing that fiasco over there behind the Tennessee bench of Butch Jones, Jimmy Cheek, Haslam, and Dave Hart. So that didn't want too comforting to me.
Why'd that scare you?
I don't think they care about Tennessee basketball.
Well, they were there.
They're just there for political reasons. Butch Jones is going to just recruit into Nashville, and Cheeks is there to, you know, so we can up something else.
I think Butch Jones is a pretty good relationship with Tindall.
Well, I hope you're right, Tony.
I really do.
What about Cheek and Dave Hart? What do you think about them, Tony?
I think Cheek is a lost ball in high weeds, and I wouldn't trust Dave Hart as far as I could throw him with this thing, how he's going to handle it.
I'm like y'all, though. Let's keep Tindall, because Dave Hart making a coaching search, it'd be a total disaster.
Oh, my gosh. That goes without saying.
I mean, let's get real.
Who would we get? It's a great question.
Oh, well, Michael White would be the coach. I don't have any doubt now. Now that he won't have all the options he thought he was going to have this year, I have little or no doubt who the coach here would be if Kendall doesn't survive.
They would go back and re-ask a guy that turned them down last year?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? You don't believe that.
I absolutely believe that.
Oh, gosh. Well.
So, Philly, what do you think about Peyton Woods? Fit?
Stop it.
Well,
stop it.
Texting me all night
stop.
About Peyton Woods.
Stop
I mean,
it.
Like,
guys, stop it. Stop, guys. And clone, stop that.
But we do need somebody to shoot.
Why don't you tell them what you really know about Monday's press conference?
Oh, yeah, that's the reason I'm calling. I got a little bird told me that. Is that true?
About what?
Some kind of press conference Monday.
Clone's messing with those guys. No, I don't know anything.
Right.
Press conference.
Huh. Well, you'll stay in those things you don't want to admit, you know what I mean?
Huh? You think, Philly, there could be a press conference?
It's just damn dump, anything's possible.
That's the line of the night.
It's so true, man. Around here, they say parting is sweet sorrow. Around here, parting's just a way of life. I mean,
that can't happen, Tony, because Seth Greenberg's got to work the NCAA tournament preview shows Monday.
That's a good point. I love the Seth Greenberg rumors. If we hire,
that's why Monty was such a good fit here.
If we hire Seth Greenberg, shut it down. Turn the machine off and shut it down. Back to the phones we go.
We know what Seth Greenberg is. He's Kevin O'Neill with no charisma.
Yep.
That'll go over really well around here.
865-200.
Because the one thing people loved about KO was his personality. So, yeah, take that away and then run down. Ugh, God, Seth Greenberg. I don't know.
865-200-5402. They say that... what's-his-face got his first, what's-his-face? Josh Richardson got his first ever double-double tonight?
That can't be right.
That's what Tennessee Basketball is releasing on their Twitter account. My son told me that tonight during the game, and I said, where are you getting that? He said, Dad, that's a fact. I said, that can't be right.
He didn't have double-figure assists in a game this year?
That's what they're saying.
Interesting.
Let's go back to our phones.
I will check that and get back with you.
Can we please have some sports birthdays? You going to do some sports birthdays today?
No. I'll leave that with Cody.
Sports birthdays.
Cody.
I love sports birthdays. Back to our phones we go.
I like when they start talking about scientists. And it becomes a discussion. And then you start having Heather ask questions about, oh, he's an astronomer. Who cures cancer?
865-200-5402. How about Duke right now getting plastered early on by Notre Dame, 18-9? The rat is getting dizzy.
He could pass out at any moment, Tony.
What? Do you like Tack Air Spike? Keith, that look on his face.
Tack Air Spike's my boy.
Let's go back to our phones and get our next call.
Tack Air Spike is fantastic.
Spike McCamey is one of the biggest simpletons to ever live.
And he does all kinds of good works that he gets no credit for because you, for whatever reason, decided that fake Dane Bradshaw has done all of the work.
Fake Dane Bradshaw, correct. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, is this Amal?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, great. Hey, this is Archie.
Hey, Archie. Great to hear from you, man.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking the call. You guys are very gracious to let me talk with you over the internet. But a couple things. First of all, has anyone told you that you sound like Michael Scott from The Office, the character Steve Carell plays?
No, but I love that. Thank you. That's a high compliment.
Kind of favors him, too. I mean, Archie, you know what I mean?
I think it's really cool, too. It kind of gives you a different
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Of course, he was one of the great circus characters of all time, a caricature of a human being, but I guess that's good.
Does that make me Dwight Schrute?
I never thought. Yeah, it sounds like you could be. Yeah.
I look nothing like him, and I sound nothing like this moron on the radio right now. I've got to get out of here. I love you guys. I'm out.
Are you really leaving, Clint? Clint's leaving.
Hey, on that same kind of vein, Philly. He's really an expert with basketball.
Oh, yeah.
In South Knoxville. I don't know if he's ever mentioned to you about George Pitt, the great basketball coach.
From, oh, sure.
In high school, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, just back to basketball coaches, just real quick. I won't drag this out, but you know, back in the Mears days, I was fortunate to go with my brother. I had an older brother that had tickets on the second row behind one of the baskets in Stokely, and got to see King and Grunfeld and Ray Mears up close. I was about 15 years old then, 14, 15, you know, that kind of age group. And, you know, so great period of time. And you got to see all that basketball fanfare and got to see Ray Mears up close, Stu Aberdeen and those guys. And then seeing Bruce Pearl era, which was fantastic. And then of course all the stuff in between. But this Donnie Tindall guy, I tell you, he is the real deal. I know you guys have been seeing it since early on, but he may not be as polished as Pearl, and mm-hmm. he may not have the circus act that Rick Mears had, mm-hmm. but I think he's a better coach.
I think you're right.
better than those guys.
Yeah. I think he has a chance to be the best of the bunch. And I think he showed it the last couple of nights. If this guy can just get a few players, just a few, just a shooter. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. What if he had a Chris Lofton or
just one?
Juwan Smith.
Tonight, yeah. Like Heath said, if you just have somebody out there just to help stir that drink a little bit and agitate that thing, you could have had, they had Arkansas really on the ropes there. They really had them on the ropes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was just a shot or two away. It's a bucket or two would have turned that game.
Just a shot away, Mick Jagger. You're exactly right.
But, you know, one thing, I don't know if you brought it up on your shows. I listen to you fairly regularly. The thing about Tindall that, you know, we don't talk about, or at least I don't hear that much about, is, you know, what pressure has he been under this year in his job? I mean, he has no support from the administration, the guy that hired him. I mean, usually, you know, I'm in business. When you get hired, you get support from the guy that hires you for at least, you know, a couple of years. And you get some, you know, you get some leeway into your job. He has had nothing. It's just been him and his guys and the young men that play basketball for him. I think it's phenomenal. I think the guy has super mental strength and probably a lot of physical endurance. I know he doesn't look like he could run a 5K, but to take that pressure that you would have, I can't imagine it. I know enough of a little bit of what I've taken in business, but what he's taken is tremendous.
Plus, as Beano, and here's the thing about it, as Beano said today, here's the thing that Tindall faces right now. This is the truth, okay? If Donnie Tindall does not make it through this, his college coaching career could be over. Because the thing that's going to get him is this academic stuff. And Hatfield, they're not messing around with that academic stuff. It'd be hard for him to get back into that game if they can tie him to some serious cheating down there. Yes, Keith?
Oh, you get hit with academic fraud in this day and age, you're done.
You're better off in this day and age openly paying somebody like Claude Bassett did up there at Kentucky football a money order with your name on it than helping somebody on a test.
Dave Bliss has a better chance of getting back in the game than somebody orchestrating an academic fraud.
And for people that aren't familiar with Dave Bliss, he was in New Mexico several years ago. He had one.
He was at Baylor. When he covered up from.
One player murdered another, and they got everybody in a room and said, okay, here's what we're going to say. We're going to say that this guy was a drug dealer, the kid that got shot and killed. That's how big of a low life Dave Bliss is. Yes.
Because they had paid that kid illegally, paid his tuition because he was setting out a year as a transfer.
That's a great story. Makes you feel good about life and humanity. Archie, anything else for us tonight?
Well, you know, just one last question. I know these things are tough, but one time you had a call out for support, and it was against the Dixie Chicks. And I was on my way home from work, and I went by there. It was hilarious. My wife and daughter were going into the Thompson Bowling Arena.
Yes.
And I was protesting against them.
Yes.
And they said, you know, they went by screaming back at me. But you know, in that vein, is there any way to get any kind of support?
We're going to do that. I've decided this week we need to do that. Somebody needs to stand up and say, Donnie Tindall, you're worth keeping. And I think this show needs to do that. Now, how we do it, I'm not quite sure. We need to do it rather quickly. So, Archie, since you have, shall we say, experience in the movement, since you are an agitator in your past and a community organizer of sorts,
you could be a presidential candidate.
If you could lend me a helping hand, Archie, if you can get in contact with me, I say let's support that little round, doughy goofball. Do you hear me? Do you feel me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, my friend. Let's do
that. Wait a minute. Why are we getting together a rally for Jimmy Cheek?
I was thinking of you, Hatfield.
Thank you to our caller. And why are you making fun of Jimmy Cheek? Archie, thank you. And
that's
after that, took
true.
A shot at you.
He doesn't need anybody to make fun of him. He does a perfectly good job of embarrassing himself on his own.
And I took a shot at you, Hatfield. Hatfield, do you expect that our administration... I mean, that letter, I expect, is going to be really bad when they publicize it. I really do. Do you know what the do-gooders in our media are going to do? Can you imagine the way they're going to react? They're going to be so...
Well, of course they will. They've already labeled Kendall a liar without even seeing what the allegations are. So, of course, they're going to lose their mind.
And allegations are allegations. You're an attorney. Allegations are not proof.
Especially when the main thing out there is a report in the Bleacher Report. And come on.
Back to our phones we go. Notre Dame leads Duke 28-15.
Hey, if that keeps up, Krzyzewski will start having back problems again.
To our phones we go. Will they still get a number one seed, Keith, even if they got beat in the quarters tonight or the semis tonight?
I think well, it'd be hard to give Wisconsin a number one seed over them, considering they beat them in Madison.
Wow.
So I think you get down to Villanova.
Back to our phones we go. 865-200.
Maybe Arizona.
865-200-5402. Let's go back to the phones. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys. It's Smitty. How's it going?
Hey, Smitty.
Hey, in my 23 years of being a
Tennessee
fan, that's probably one of the top five teams I've ever watched. It was just such an excitement all year. I mean, you know, this team had so much heart, so much gut. I mean, every game, you know, it didn't matter where, if they were up by 20 or down by 20 or what was happening, you never felt like they were out of the game. And that was an absolute blast. And what we got to do to keep Donnie around, I mean, I don't know, but I know that if the letter is somewhat bad at all, you know, Dave Hart is going to make an effort to save his own ass, and that's unfortunate when, you know, it should be his fault and not Donnie's fault. But, you know, I just hope we can keep this guy. I know I've said it all year long, but, I mean, you know, you just, now it kind of hurts to see the team lose, and the season, you know, we don't know if the season is going to continue or not, and, you know, we don't know if this is going to be Donnie's last game or not. And I just pray and hope that this guy can last maybe a couple more years around here, because it could be really special.
Think about this. How many guys are there? I mean, if you really stop and think about it for a second, how many coaches have we gone through in 30 years? And how many special guys have walked on our campus in that time? When you get one like this, when you get one, Smitty, you hold on tight, man. It's like when you find a good woman. There are so many, no offense to women, there's so many psychos out there. Women, listen to me. When you get a good man, there's so much trash, no offense, men. There's so much trash out there as far as the male population goes. I don't mean to say it that way. But when you find a good one, you hold on tight. Tennessee's got a really good one here. Boy, he can coach.
In my lifetime, I've seen some really bad basketball.
Yes, you have.
It's been pretty brutal. I think I went to probably, I don't know, when I was younger, I probably went to about six straight SEC championship or SEC tournaments during the late Green years and Buzzball years. And, you know, I didn't see anything. I probably went just to enjoy better basketball teams than watching Tennessee play. And but I mean, this guy, like I said before, and I mean, I'll admit I'm a total sheep to Donnie, but he is an absolute genius when it comes to things. And the fact that this team was down by 20 and could come back and give themselves a shot was unbelievable. And an undermanned team. I mean, Bobby Portis and Michael Qualls had an unbelievable game tonight. I mean, those guys could miss, and they somehow found a way to limit their shots and get Qualls in foul trouble, and that messed them up. And it was such an exciting game, and I loved every minute of it.
Hatfield,
this team is enjoyable. There's no doubt about that. Hard to argue with any of that logic.
Thank you, my friend. Anything else for us tonight, Smitty? It was great seeing some of your buddies last night, man.
Yeah. I wish I could have been there. I was a little under the weather, but.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Did they tell you what a terrific time we had?
Yeah, I heard that it was a blast, but, you know, you weren't, you weren't overselling anything last night. They said it was packed and was, I mean,
overselling.
Just unbelievable time, so.
I like the cracking on me. I can appreciate
that. Hey, no problem, man. Y'all have a good one. I'll see you later.
Thank you. Do you think I oversell things, Hatfield? What does that mean? I oversell. What is that? Smitty taking a shot at me?
I'm a wrestling fan. I wouldn't know overselling if I saw it.
Right. I mean, as Tony Schiavone tells us, everything is the greatest thing. Fans, we've got the greatest night of. Let's get ready to go.
The Monkey Brothers versus the Ding Dongs is the greatest tag.
Greatest thing ever.
Absolutely. Is there anything dumber than what the Southern Conference, not the Southern, the SWAC has done this year?
Lay it on me. What are they doing?
Southern is ineligible to go to the NCAA tournament because their APR scores fell below whatever that arbitrary number is.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
So the winner of the second semifinal tonight gets the NCAA bid because Southern is in the finals tomorrow. They didn't take them out of the tournament. They
That's
let them play.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They let them play. So the winner of the second semifinal tonight goes to the NCAA tournament.
Do they still play a final game?
Yes.
But it's all, to pardon the bad pun, academic?
Yes. Well, as far as the NCAA. And now, granted, I certainly understand because they're kind of on an island for the same. And as we've talked about how you never see a coach ever get a shot out of the SWAC or the MEAC, they are kind of their own little island, so I'm sure a SWAC championship is a big deal if Southern wins.
You take them out, though.
You don't let them take the chance away from other people.
No, you eliminate them.
I mean, if I'm a team that got beat in the semifinals tonight, I'm a little hacked.
I agree with that, because we could be in a championship game. Totally agree with that.
You played by the rules and you did what you could and you're eligible to go to the NCAA tournament. And you just got wiped out 40 minutes away from a chance to go to the NCAA tournament by a team that can't go.
Keith, over under. Over under. You ready? Here's an over under number for you. Mm-hmm. Mark Adams asked us on Twitter. How many coaches, over or under 10, in the whole entire country would have won 16 games against that schedule? With that basketball team, with those circumstances.
No, I don't think there's been anybody. There are many people who are bigger Donnie Kendall fans than I are, but there are 350 something Division I basketball coaches.
How many guys could have done that? Do you feel like?
I mean, that's certainly a top 10% quality job. I mean, 30. I mean, and that puts you in the top 10%. I mean, people, a lot of times people talk, there's always one of my grand contentions with the Pearl Patrol. And the Pearl Sheep was, they were talking about that guy being one of the top 10 coaches in the country. And no, not even close, not in the ballpark.
Boy, I tell you what, how about those guys in the semifinals? Does that not prove to you what this league is?
Well, they've got a pretty good break. I mean, other than A&M, well, Daniel House doesn't play in that game.
That's right.
And they've played Mississippi State.
Right.
And Wade 2.0. So.
And we've said all year about Auburn, we said it when we beat them, they have better material than we did, which is a real good example of that.
And they've gotten healthy, and yeah. I'm not going to take anything away from that. He's got them believing.
Absolutely.
Now, I wonder how in the world he tells them tomorrow after he told them when they played in Lexington that there was no way they could beat them.
You do realize that they showed that ESPN graphic tonight, and they have a 0% chance of winning the championship, right?
Well, we had a 0.1% chance when the tournament began, and we were both still alive.
Back to the phones we go. Archie Miller Rising star, yes or no? A guy Tennessee should look at if this thing opens, yes or no? And I'm not trying to be hypothetical here, but I'm going to keep it real, guy. And I don't know if this thing's going to open or not.
We always talk about this kind of thing, Tony, even not in context of the Tennessee game guy job. I mean, we end up doing this every year this time. We talk about guys who will end up somewhere, either in this league or another league,